Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Base Shul in Johannesburg, as well as the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, have gotten together to help refugees in Ukraine, and they are doing so through a discussion and Holocaust education. Joining us this morning is Rob Katz. He is hosting the event. Rob, good morning to you. How are you?
Good, Howard. Good, and you? Always good to talk to you, Howard.
Well, I don't know if that is that absolutely true, but that's that aside, Rob, if you were naming this new Jewish Netflix show that's about Jewish dating, what would you call it?
Me, Howard? You're I don't know, I'm just the wrong person.
You're creative. I don't know. You're Jewish. You're creative. There's this new Netflix show. It's based on this Indian matchmaking show. They're now introducing this Jewish angle. I don't know. We've got a couple of suggestions from listeners, but I thought I just wondered if you would have a decent name for it. Honey, I Shidduch the Kids is the one suggestion. Jutopia is the other. How I Met Your Shidduch. When Zalman Met Frumi. These are all some of the answers. Anyway, if you don't have it, that's fine. I just thought that maybe... You know.
Can I phone a friend, Howard?
You're busy talking to a friend. Right, Rob, let's talk about this event. And it's a very, very serious issue. Give us some context about what is happening in Ukraine in terms of the memorial sites, the fact that Babi Yar, of course, is well known to all of us. What is happening in Ukraine at the moment?
So Howard, as you and our listeners are well aware, there's been a Russian invasion of Ukraine, which has created a tragic humanitarian situation. And we're actually very, very fortunate. The base, in partnership with the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, we've been in partnership with the center for the last 2 years, really since COVID started, to create awareness of Holocaust and genocides, really, in the Holocaust and around the world. We're very, very fortunate through really our partnership with the center through Tally Nates to have been able to have access to three leading Holocaust memorial people and sites, namely Hadiz Lieberman, who's director of the Taubi Center Foundation for the Renewal of Jewish Life, that's in Warsaw, Poland. Jacob Nowakowski, director of the Galicia Jewish Museum in Krakow, and Ruslan Kavitsuk, the deputy director of the Babin Yar Holocaust Memorial Center just outside Kiev. Now, typically these centers, for example, the Taubi Center is dedicated to enriching Jewish life in Poland. And interestingly enough, for South African Jews, Howard, I think this will be interesting, correcting Jews from around the world with the Eastern European heritage. The Galician Jewish Museum in Krakow is, again, for creating awareness of Jewish history from that part of the world. And Babi Yar, we all know what happened at Babi Yar in 2 days in September 1941. Close to 34,000 Jews were exterminated by mass killing by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, and their associates. So these are three world-class, world centers of excellence dealing in the whole gamut of Jewish experience in Eastern in Europe. And we're very, very fortunate on Wednesday night the 30th at 8 p.m. South African time to be actually speaking to these people directly. And what's actually happened is we've actually moved from memorialization to actually helping on the ground what it means. So, for example, the Galician Jewish Museum is taking in refugees. It's actually helping real live refugees and helping that situation. In Babi Yar, we'll obviously have a talk about what happened and about what's relevant today. And the same thing, we're going to be talking to Helis in Warsaw. So we've got real life people who are day-to-day involved in literally, Howard, literally saving lives.
So it is fascinating because they've gone from, as you say, memorial and education to activism. And in fact, we spoke on the show to Tzvi Sperber as well, who has set up a center just at the border of Ukraine on the Polish side near Krakow, and they're doing something similar. And it's what's fascinating to me and so impressive is because they've got the networks and because they understand the area, they are better placed than most people to be able to move very, very quickly and to be able to start assisting refugees and assisting people in the area. And of course, they have a deeper understanding of what happens when war breaks out in a region and the impact that it has on the daily lives of people.
Correct, Howard, correct. And I think that, you know, the Galician Jewish Museum in particular, they, I know, are active, you know, in those refugees. You know, I'd like to listen to the show first, but, you know, I think if for the Babin Yar part of it, I don't think they're taking in refugees. I think they're all, affected by the war in that part of the world. After all, that's just, you know, that's outside or just probably now today in Kiev. But absolutely, and I think we're going to be really fascinated and moved, Howard, moved by what's actually happening to alleviate this humanitarian crisis which has been caused by this Russian invasion.
To some extent,
I think it's going to be a most powerful show indeed.
To some extent, sitting here in South Africa, we are quite maybe disconnected from it. We understand it in theory, and we watch the footage and we get upset and we think about the irony of this happening in that area again, and we have all sorts of conflicting thoughts. But to some extent, we are a little bit far removed from it. It seems somehow easier for our counterparts in Europe, obviously because it's closer, Israel as well, to be able to get there to assist and to be part of it. To a large extent, we can't really. And maybe this is a way, at least, of connecting to the real human story there.
Correct, Howard. And I want to give you another angle to what you just said. The reality of the situation that in today's world, one gets very, very influenced by the media that one listens to. So, for example, I'm giving you two extreme examples. Mm. If you're going to listen to Fox News, you're going to hear one side of the story. Sure. If you're going to listen to Russia Today, RT, you're going to hear another side of the story. And anything in between, you're going to be listening, you're going to get another side of the story. So I don't think there's any one media out there that's portraying the full story independently in its entirety. That's my own personal opinion. So I do believe that whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, whatever access to media you're getting a slanted view of the full situation. I don't think you're getting the full situation, Howard. I don't know if you agree or not agree with me.
No, definitely.
So, So I think what's very exciting about this event in particular is we're actually going to be hearing from people with an unslanted view of what is actually happening on the ground and what they are doing on the ground. And I think that is going to be quite unique for us South Africans. I think, you know, distance and geography and perhaps even language really separate us. You know, I'm not sure that there's a major Ukrainian / Russian community in South Africa which we have access to, number one, or certainly I don't. And number two, I'm just not sure that we're getting the facts of what's really, really happening on the ground. Hence, us putting this event together, dealing directly with A, people right in Kiev, and two, people in Warsaw and Krakow who are actively involved in alleviating the tragedy that's unfolding. So I think that for me is the particularly exciting thing. We're actually going to get literally eyewitness accounts of what's happening undiluted.
Ron,
and also how yes, Howard, now carry on.
No, finish your sentence.
And also what's also particularly exciting is that our shows, we do enable audience participation. So I'm actually quite interested to hear where, you know, the kind of questions coming from South Africa and what the South African views are. And I think that will be quite informative
give,
to your
give
question.
A sense, absolutely, of how connected
of where South Africa yes, and what's on our mind.
Absolutely.
And, you know, in our base shows, Howard, you've been one of my guests. It was one of the better shows I did. You know, as you well know, Howard, you know, we do encourage audience participation because it's part of the show.
Absolutely right. So how do we connect to this? How do we find
so
out?
So we will be sending out shortly an invite with a registration link. It is a Zoom link. I do appeal to those who do wish to watch and attend and participate in the event, to do so, to register as soon as possible. I will just be coordinating with the center and the base shul so as to get the advert out as soon as possible. And the advert will appear on the base website, the base distribution list, the Johannesburg Holocaust and Center website, their distribution list. As I say, this is a continuation of our partnership, the base partnership with the center. And I think that, you know, if so long as you're connected to social media and media,
we'll
will have access to do it. But I do appeal just, you know, to get in early and to register early. I think it's going to be a very, very full show.
Thank you. Rob Katz, host of this event, talking to us.
Sorry, Howard, just if I can read you, I'm co-hosting with Tally Nates, the director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center.
All right, and it certainly seems like a very interesting event. It is 8:27. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.